This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And it is time now for the Noon Ag Show, brought to you by Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville, Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville, taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, Area Diesel Service of Carlinville, and M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And now, with the Noon Ag Show, here's Gabe Osborne.
Thanks, Levi. Now here in Ag News on your Thursday afternoon. Ag senators met privately earlier on this week with USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack to discuss legislative priorities. GOP Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa spoke with reporters afterward. Grassley says the meeting was off the record and couldn't detail what Secretary Vilsack or other senators said, but only what he brought up.
I brought up with Vilsack a couple of my priorities. First, the department should be in the business of protecting farmers from corporations. That's not an accusation. I just want them to do more. And I want them to do more because of what Congress did in the, on the Packers and Stockyards Act in the 2008 and 2014 Farm Bill. Unfortunately, the department, even in the previous administration, failed to give producers certainty.
Grassley cited an earlier GIPSA rulemaking.
The Trump administration issued a rule, but that rule lacks any enforcement to protect farmers from corporate price fixing or discrimination. So I'm asking Secretary Vilsack to complete the work that Congress asked the USDA to do and issue a rule that protects family farmers from corporations.
While Grassley continues to fight for his own bill to boost cash trades for independent livestock producers, other meeting issues include freeing up more aid to biofuel producers from the December COVID-19 bill and not taking too much farmland out of production for CRP inclusion.
I hope this administration will learn lessons from the mistakes that were made in the 2008 Farm Bill, where we had the government competing against the cash renter so that whole farms were put into CRP.
Grassley is urging Biden's USDA as it considers increasing CRP acreage to put only fragile land into the popular program and avoid being an unfair competitor. In other ag news from yesterday, ahead of last night's joint session of Congress address by President Biden, the White House released details of the American Families Plan. The bulk of the $1.8 trillion package focuses on education, direct support to low- and middle-income families, and extending tax breaks to families with children. Biden plans to end other tax breaks to pay for the package, including stepped-up basis. However, Biden says the reform will be designed with protections so that family-owned businesses and farms will not have to pay taxes when given to their heirs who continue to run the business. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Veronica Nye recently explained, quote, "A long-standing provision of the U.S. tax law is that a capital gains tax is not imposed when assets are transferred at death to an heir. Furthermore, tax law allows their heir to increase their basis in the asset to fair market value without paying capital gains taxes, which is referred to as stepped up in basis." In other ag news off Capitol Hill, President Biden earlier this week announced intent to nominate Jenny Moffitt as Agricultural Department Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Moffitt is Undersecretary at the California Department of Food and Agriculture, where she previously served as a Deputy Secretary from 2015 through 2018. Before that, Moffitt spent 10 years as Managing Director at Dixon Ridge Farms, her family's organic walnut farm and processing operation. The White House says, quote, "As a farmer and policymaker, Moffitt has engaged with agricultural stakeholders on the critically important balance of sustaining our environment, strengthening our rural economies, and building healthy communities." Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack adds, quote, "Jenny says that growing up and working on the farm solidified the importance of taking care of the land and the people who farm it. If confirmed, Moffitt will join a mission area that is focused on facilitating the domestic and international marketing of U.S. ag products, ensuring the health and care of animals and plants, and setting national and international standards." Now moving on to Midwestern and State Ag News on your Thursday. The Farm Progress Show is readying for a live in-person event this year in Decatur. The attraction will be this year, August 31st through September 2nd, according to show director Matt Youngman.
Yeah, we are planning full speed ahead for a live in-person event, August 31st, September 1st and 2nd. We're all watching the direction of the curves and the vaccinations, and really the vaccinations are going well enough that Governor Pritzker's bridge is attainable as long as those curves go in the right direction for 28 days. But even at that, with a 4 million square foot exhibit field, I can still get a full Farm Progress Show crowd in there and give everybody enough room to social distance. So we are charging ahead. We've planted the crops for the field demonstrations. The exhibitor numbers are coming in really strong, with a few outliers, company from Canada that they're worried about being able to get across the border. So I think our international numbers are going to be down just a bit. But, you know, in terms of growers here in Western Illinois coming and seeing what they expect to see at a Farm Progress Show, I think this year will be all of that, and just excited to get back to live event. You know, the state fair is charging ahead. County fairs are charging ahead. We're having a rhubarb fest. You know, all these things that you want to hear are happening. And I'm going to get to see a lot of events come off before I've ever got to do a Farm Progress Show. So I don't think it's going to be groundbreaking for us to get together in person at this year's show.
Again, that was show director of the Farm Progress Show, Matt Youngman. In other state news, more seasonable temperatures are in the offing here in Illinois. A warm-up earlier on this week before the rainfall brought readings into the 80s, according to state climatologist Trent Ford.
Certainly for the temperature, yeah. Temperatures are going to moderate as we get a cold front that moves through Thursday. It's going to bring a good chance of rain for most of the state. And then, yeah, temperatures, they may be a little bit cooler for the next couple of days, but as we get closer to the weekend, they're going to be very close to the long-term average, which are highs anywhere from the high 60s to the low 70s across the state. So very mild conditions. And, you know, the rain is in the forecast through Thursday. That's our first real good chance of rain in a little while here, but also it looks like this weekend into the early part of next week is likely going to remain dry. So except for those few unfortunate folks that are going to get that may get a couple inches to a few inches of rain, the postponement of field activities from this week's rain is probably likely going to be temporary.
Overall, April has been a variable month in terms of temperatures across the state, with some low readings in the 20s just a few weeks ago to high temperatures in the mid-80s in some locations of southern Illinois just this past Tuesday. Now moving on to local ag news on your Thursday. Don't forget, coming up this weekend, a Friday and Saturday, the University of Illinois Extension Montgomery County Master Gardeners will be holding their Mother's Day Hanging Basket Sale again on Friday from 9 till 6 and Saturday morning from 9 a.m. till they're sold out. It'll be held in the parking lot between the Masonic Lodge and Brown's Insurance in Hillsboro. Proceeds from this benefit go to the Montgomery County Farmers Institute. And just in time for Mother's Day, they have 10-inch premium hanging baskets with assorted colors, sun, and shade varieties. All plants are $15, and again, the proceeds go to benefit the Montgomery County Farmers Institute coming up in September. Also coming up on Saturday, the Jerseyville FFA chapter will be having their greenhouse opening for the season. The greenhouse is located behind the Jerseyville High School, and they'll be open Saturday from 9 till 2. Also, the Hillsboro FFA chapter's greenhouse will be opening for the season this weekend as well. They'll be opening Saturday afternoon at 1, and they'll be open every weekday during the school day from 2 till 4. And coming up a week from Saturday, the American Farm Heritage Museum in Greenville will be holding a Spring Fling Festival with free general admission, a flea market, and a barbecue competition. Again, that's the American Farm Heritage Museum south of Greenville at I-70 and 127, exit 45. They'll have the Little Red Barn Museum open, the Armed Forces Museum open. The American Heritage Railroad will provide rides, $3 a person. Again, tractors will be there. The 1800s Fort Replica will be open as well, along with that flea market, swap meet, and the barbecue competition. There'll also be a beer garden provided by the Greenville VFW and live music as well. Again, the American Farm Heritage Museum's Spring Fling Festival in Greenville being held next Saturday, May 8th, from 8 till 4, rain or shine. And in other local ag notes on your Thursday, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, along with Country Financial, will be sponsoring a benefit golf outing coming up in the later part of July. It'll be held at the Indian Springs Golf Course on Route 185, just south of Fillmore. There'll be a shotgun start at 8 a.m., and it'll feature various contests, prizes, and lunch. The event will benefit the Montgomery County food pantries across the area. And more details will be coming, with sign-up information soon to be available on the Farm Bureau's website and their Facebook page. Again, that's the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, along with your Country Financial agents in Montgomery County. They'll be sponsoring a benefit golf outing coming up in later part of July. Be expecting more details and information to come on the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Facebook page. And that wraps up your Ag News here on a Thursday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Thursday afternoon, April 29th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.